Hachette Audio presents Gunslinger Girl, written by Lindsay Ely, read for you by Christy Moreau. Dedicated to irrepressible girls and persistent women. Foreword by James Patterson. A girl who can draw a pistol faster than any man. A United States devastated by a second civil war. A decadent city teeming with vice and a peculiar kind of virtue. This is the Wild West, as you and I have never seen it. Lindsay Ely imagines a new West where teenage gunslinger Serendipity, Pity Jones, seeks her fortune. She's not looking for a fight, but she sure knows how to finish one. And you won't be able to stop listening until you finish Pity's thrilling story. I know I couldn't. Part 1. Chapter 1. They dragged in the dead scrounger in the fade of the afternoon, tied to the last truck in the convoy. Dust clouds billowed after the vehicles like a fog, blanketing the compound's entrance in ochre twilight. Pity squinted and pulled her bandana over her nose. She wandered into the commotion, eyes half scanning the jumble of vehicles and riders for her father, but mostly letting her feet carry her over to where the scrounger lay. Flies alighted on him and on the trail of wet muck he had left behind. The body was face down, though when one of the convoy guards kicked him over, Pity reckoned that was no longer an apt description, as there wasn't much face left to speak of. She swallowed the sourness that rose in the back of her throat. The guard, dressed in a weathered transcontinental railway uniform, sniffed and spat.
Should've left the trash outside for the crows.
What'd he do? Pity towed the scrounger's mangled hand. There wasn't a lot to be made of the body. Male, certainly. Maybe young. Maybe not.
Thief. Found him sneaking around camp this morning. Nearly made off with an armful of solar cells.
Brave, she thought. But dumb. It was one thing to pick through the abandoned landscape, another to steal from a transrail convoy. A hand clamped around her arm.
Get your ass away from that!
She grimaced beneath the bandana, careful not to let the emotion touch her eyes as she turned to her father. 3 days' worth of dust and grime from riding motorcycle escort to the convoy did nothing to diminish his chill air of authority. The guard mumbled a quiet,
"Sir?"
and hurried off. But her father's slate...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?